שלום לכם.
Hello everyone. Thank you for being with us. We are here in New Life, series of shows with Rav Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Rav Leitman. Hello, Nitza. And lately, we want to learn how to be revolutionary. What does it mean? To make drastic changes in our life, to switch them from a life of pressure, very blurry life. You're always running around endlessly and work in your home. You always have these struggles to a new life. A life when we wake up in the morning happily, happy. We feel that everyone around us is supporting us, and we also support others with a connection of love, happiness. How to do it? We don't exactly know, and this is what we are trying to learn with Rav Leitman. And we're talking about an inner revolution, his relations to others, to his environment. That is why we want to learn how to be true revolutionaries in our life. And today, in our discussion, in the series of shows about revolution, this is our subject, Nitza. So for now, we went through the major revolutions of humanity and the people who led the way. And today, we want to see, is there any connection between the next revolution, which is a revolution of a perception about relation, between the ideology of the Israeli nation? We see deep in the ideology of the Israel nation, there are values of loving the others. These values are connected, seemingly, to this new revolution. We wanted to examine today with you, what is the connection between the Israeli nation's principle with this new revolution? Of course, it's like it's spread on this table, all these revolutions up until now were materialistic revolutions. Their ideology was how to fill up a man, to fulfill and to organize a society so it serves man. In these revolutions and ideologies, Jewish people were almost not taking part in those revolutions. Only in Russia they began. And also there was a bit of a revolution which was filled with lies. People who took place in that revolution didn't exactly understand what they were doing. From Marx on, it was revealment of the Jewish ideology occurring in the world. And like we learn through all our wise people, if we can say, Abraham was our first ideologue, and then Moses, David, all the prophets, until Rabbi Akiva, and the people of Israel worked in accordance with that ideology. There were struggles, but it was all through scrutiny between this line and that line. But in general, the goal was known. The goal was to fulfill love thy neighbor like myself. From there, the nation of Israel rose. Abraham built upon that ideology. And then up until the destruction of the first temple, we would live in accordance with that law, this connection. Also, we didn't have a king which was a dictator. Here, there was nothing to fear. A king was only a judge, meaning he was also beneath the laws. He was also beneath nature, not above nature, meaning everyone were feeling and learning this ideology, which is connecting everyone. That is why We used to live in this ideology and we used to know it, and the laws were loving the others, and through that we have a special society and a very special perception of reality. From there we see all our books, all the wisdom of Kabbalah, which talks about it. And then afterwards we disconnected from this ideology when the first temple was destructed, about 2,000 years ago. And from then on we move more and more apart from it. There were different periods, but it was always less and less throughout the generations. So today, if we ask people, what is the ideology of Israel? Very few that I hear sometimes that are talking in the right direction. The others only talk about materialistic life, of different cultural structures. And I'm talking about people who are Orthodox or people, other people, common people, just want to learn from the U.S., United States, and Western world. They just want to live like that. This is what Herzl and Ben-Gurion wished for. And now, in our times, we are facing this understanding. What is the true ideology of the nation of Israel? Love thy neighbor is the first and foremost rule. With that, we need to build ourselves and be an example for everyone else. Here we can sit now and write all the Constitution. And it is already written, all the ideology and all its different aspects, meaning we need to do it to fulfill this Constitution, which is love thy neighbor like myself. And afterwards to imply it all around the world. So it's time for us to come back to this ideology, inner ideology of the nation, and to fulfill it. Because without it, we and all the world are in some darkness. We don't know how to sustain our ideology, our base that we stand upon. If we fulfill this ideology, we will be able to go against all these disturbances. That is why we need to open our holy books and understand them correctly. In the spirit of love thy neighbor, and not only to fulfill the customs and rituals, but need to take the spirit ideology from those books. And in accordance with that, to change our society, our education, and to show the world and that this is the true base, groundwork for all the world. Can I ask something about what you said before? You said something very interesting. You said, in modern times, from Marx and on, it was the revealment of the Jewish ideology all around the world. Same as Baal Shem Tov, who started to fulfill our ideology in the people, started to travel and talk about the connection of the people. He worked so much in that. It was basically all his life. He didn't even write anything. He would just speak to people, would write what he said. He would teach them. But everything was
היו בעצמם מובילי דרך גדולים בעם.
His teacher, his students were leaders, and they were working only between the Israeli people. Baal Shem Tov basically designed and stabilized this in the people of Israel. And what we imply on the Israeli nation, it goes to all humanity. We don't really understand how this network works, but all the leaders, all the leaders of revolutions and changes, wherever you can search and see that a seed of Israel is there. There is some man of Israel who is a leader. You can see it through religion, through revolutionaries, wherever you want. If you don't know yet, you won't understand in the future about this connection. This is what we will understand. But people without this spark, they cannot work. What is this spark? Without this spark, which is from above, without connecting to the spiritual world, without connecting to the attribute of bestow. What is the attribute of bestow? In accordance to our life, we are like animals, a will to receive, that wants to organize himself in a comfortable way for life. This is how he organizes his life. We see primitive people, how they live. If they weren't in contact with people in the point in the heart, that they have some kind of root. For developing, for bestow. For getting closer to the others. If they don't have that force, they continue to live like previous generations. They have no inner urge to develop themselves. You can see that in accordance with billions of people that lived in Greece and China, India, all around the oceans, America, before Europeans came, Africa, all these, Russia, all these continents, except for a small part that was a part of Europe. Wherever you see wherever the people of Israel worked, that came from Babylon and had this tendency to develop towards giving and bestow, developing towards connecting with the others. All the rest, wherever there wasn't presence of Jewish people or Israeli people, it was not developed. You go to America, you see the Native Americans, you see Africa, where man evolved from there, you see how they live there. You come to China, you see, to some extent, but also there were Jewish people there many generations ago. What do we see? Through the laws of nature. Understand, if a person doesn't have an inner urge to develop, to give, to connect, then industry, commerce, connections, nothing will help. He lives on his land, and he's good off. And this is how, up until this day, if you drive or fly to Scandinavia, Baltic countries, you'll see People live, they have everything they need, and that's it. If you see, in compare to that, to a person with the point in the heart, he wants to rise above to a different world. What does it mean, a person with a point in the heart? That he has a tendency towards the force of bestowal. Force of bestowal is exiting himself, is to change something, is to change himself and change the world. He is the revolutionary, each and every one. What is the difference? And through that, a group of people from Babylon exit, that Abraham took them and went forward with them. So when you say Avraham, our father, that started a revolution in our perception, how man sees life, upper power, they say it's attributes with love and mercy. He is the father of the nation, meaning this tendency to exit himself and to change the relations between the society around him. That is the revolution that he brought. Revolution can be only one thing, that you bring a new power to this world, the power of giving over the power of receiving. Because everything in this world, if you change and just maneuver this will to receive, nothing happens. So you have a society of slavery, and then you have a bit more freedom, and then capitalism, and then something else. There's nothing here which is essentially change. So Abraham was the first revolutionary, which brings the force of love to the world. Yes, and this is how we determine the ideology of the people of Israel. Then you said that afterwards, everywhere in the world, if we look at changes, even if we don't see it now, eventually we'll always see some Jewish person everywhere. You know where? In the basis of the church, Christianity, Islam, all those structures who made our life miserable, and the base of those structures were Jewish people. If I understand your perception, Jewish people have this tendency built in, this tendency towards revolutionary, even if we don't see it on the surface, behind it there's always some Jewish force. Yes, of course, because you need that force to develop, that special force. You wanted to ask. It's revolutionary. It's very powerful. That is why I'm saying the ideology of the Israeli people is also going against all the other ideologies. Tell me, why are we so against the world, and all the world is against us? Why anti-Semitism is a general attribute of all the world, and they work against us? Why is it occurring? Please explain. It's not only connected to religion. It's above that. It's something that is not in religion. It's a very special phenomenon that comes from the fact that all the other ideologies are egoistic, for materialistic manners, and this ideology is aimed and opposed to everyone else. That is why we are so different. You come somewhere, you go to the edge of the world, someone sees you and says, you're Jewish. He doesn't even know you or how you look. He feels this tendency which is above nature, supernatural. Let's take it forward. We went from Abraham up until Karl Marx. What is it ahead of us in the future? Is the Israeli people and society, should it take a major role in this process of this educational revolution? this revolution of relations between people? Of course. We are the only ones who are capable. What are we supposed to do? We need to educate everyone. First of all, ourselves. We need to educate and show us as an example. They are not capable of doing anything. And if we don't do that, of course, again, they would say we are to blame because we are not causing the correction. And then, if they feel that, they would want to destroy us. There's nothing else they can do. Revolution needs to start here, only here, and as soon as possible. Otherwise, we give the world a chance to decline more and more, and this puts us in danger and all the world in danger. You mentioned the correction of the world. Each and everyone has his own perception of making the world a better place. How do you see this better place bringing the world to a correction? Simply, through our constitution, all of the world is in an egoistic form. That is the world, currently. And we need to correct it, meaning that it will be reversed, that it will start to act through the guidelines of love, mutual understanding, mutual responsibility. This is our ideology. For the first time, we reach a stage that we need to revolution, true revolution. Up until now, it wasn't true revolution. Once the revolution was, he's a slave and he's a master. Now they switch. That is not a revolution. Revolution is changing the will, our egoistic desire to receive. You put in front of it this will to bestow the force of the Creator instead of the force of Pharaoh. That is the true revolution. And nothing else. Everything else is not revolutions. We call it that. But why do we call it that? That we have one ruler over the other? The principles are the same. We see throughout history that all the revolutions said the same thing, basically. Everyone wanted liberty, equality, justice. For centuries, we want the same thing. We switch around, we switch rulers, but humanity is still asking for the same thing, asking for this liberty and freedom. How is this next revolution, how will it give us this true freedom? Freedom from what? Freedom from hatred, freedom from the fact that I want to take advantage of someone else. Freedom from this Pharaoh, this Paro inside of me. This is what we're talking about. It's not someone else controlling me? No. We are saying that each and every one needs to overcome himself. Then no one has the tendency to control someone else. We want the force of bestow to control us. Meaning all the revolutions up until now, they asked for freedom and liberty, because there was always the masters and servants, the ones who controlled. So all this game is going to change. Society controls everything. The connection controls everything. Inside this connection, we reveal our true nature. Call it Creator, Upper Force, which is truly higher than us. It's the attribute of love and bestow. For that, we need to aspire. With that, we can fulfill our ideology, our constitution. With that, we can correct us and all the world. That is why the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches this ideology, how to fulfill it, how to fulfill our ideology in our life. We need to have some kind of revolution in the way we think of things. We see in previous revolutions there was some kind of a turning point, and from there on something changed. How do you see this turning point in this next revolution? Well, this depends on the evil inclination of a man, to how extent is he willing to suffer from his ego, which destroys himself, his family, his children, his society, his country, nature, the world he lives in. To what extent is he willing to hear and listen that it's recommended for him to take part in this self-education? Because our ego, which controls us, needs to go through a lot of blows, and like we learn in the story of Egypt, until we gather the strength to run away from it. So whether we have enough 7 years of hunger or these 10 beatings that we will suffer, to the extent that we won't want to go through all of this and we just want to exit from this ego, it's possibly it could be a lot of trouble, world wars, or we can bring the medicine before the illness so that humanity will understand what's really occurring. And then in this light we can advance. And faster we can know our evil, where is it coming from and what is the medicine. I wanted to understand. Today we talked about the connection between the Israeli nation and the ideology and this revolution that we're talking about. You mentioned God and the Creator. The Creator is the force that is connecting, that controls all of nature. This nature which is in this integral system, the Creator, the one who connects everything. And we are like a cancer cell that eats up everything around it. We don't let the system be in harmony. This is us. And in all this system, all of this humanity, all this cancer, the internal part of this cancer is the people of Israel, because we know what our job is, how to heal it. We have the knowledge to make things better, and we don't fulfill it. So we are in the middle of everything. And we don't want to wake up. Imagine. Then, who needs to first suffer if we don't fulfill it in time? But now, we should start explaining. Start explaining our ideology of our people and how much we need to learn it, and then we need to fulfill it. It was revolutionary, this discussion. Let's summarize so I can have something clear, because we talked about a lot of new things here which are very revolutionary. So what's the connection between the Israel society and the next revolution? That the next revolution will be in accordance to the Israeli nation's ideology, which this ideology would govern all the world, everywhere. It will be taught from the first group of Abraham. We need to fulfill it and to give an example and to show an example to all the world, all 7 billion who are now waiting for it and suffering and have no chance to reach this solution by themselves. Well, our time is up. Thank you very much, Rav Leitman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Love thy neighbor. All the Torah. New life. Thank you and goodbye.